Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Romy Rosemont. I play Finn's mom, or Carol Hudson, on Glee. And, you know, as a good parent, I must warn you, keep your children away from Mr. Media. It's what's best. Really.
Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Reggie Lee, star of NBC's summer drama, Persons Unknown, airing Saturdays at 8 p.m. Stick around. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 600 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by thepartyauthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event? For any and all occasions, call the Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. And of course, Mr. Media is recorded live from the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, I have to admit, I was a little surprised at all the films and TV shows where actor Reggie Lee has appeared. And before his current run on the limited NBC Saturday night series Persons Unknown, the Philippines-born Lee was a regular on Fox's Prison Break. He also appeared in J.J. Abrams' Star Trek reboot, Sam Raimi's horror film Drag Me to Hell, I just like saying that, Drag Me to Hell, and in the second and third Pirates of the Caribbean films, and as well, Ben Stiller, he was with Ben Stiller and Robert Downey Jr., the mouth is just not working, in Tropic Thunder. And that's just the tip of the Reggie Lee iceberg. Here's a short clip of Reggie in Prison Break.
Too bad only one of you'll survive.
No!
Boy, I don't know if it's... I hope it's not bad luck to start a show where your guest dies. Anyway, on Saturday, July 24th, Reggie Lee will be the celebrity guest host of Acme Saturday Night at the Acme Comedy Theater in Los Angeles. Showtime is 7 p.m. Pacific. Studio tickets are $10 online, $15 at the door, and you can order tickets or watch the show online for free at acmecomedy.com. Reggie Lee, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great. You're doing great.
Good. Well, thanks for starting with that clip.
I
very much appreciate it.
It seemed like a good
idea. Don't worry,
idea
I'll get you back. I'll get you back next time.
God. Maybe not the best clip to choose. Although, I mean, you look great in it, you know. But maybe killing the guest at the start of the show, you know. Hey, Reggie, would it be wrong for wannabe actors to envy your career to this point?
You know what? I kind of envy my career because I feel blessed to be here. You know what I mean? Sometimes I go, what am I doing? But I think it's great. I think if you work hard enough, you can get here. But you know, you got to put in the work. So I'm just grateful for everything that I've got right now.
Was there a particular role that set everything else in motion for you? Was there one job that you got, and from that, I mean, you know, the good
time? Well, you know what? It actually started. You know, it started with two. I think I did the first Fast and the Furious with Rob Cohen as a director, and that was like my first big film. You know, so that he kind of started me off, and then from then I started getting calls, and then I got Pirates of the Caribbean, and Gore Verbinski was fantastic. He's a real key element in everything that I've done so far. But I think the best role I've done to date, the most fun, has been Prison Break. And Matt Olmsted, one of the producers, I have to give him so much credit for that, and all the writers on that show, because we kind of came up with this character that was really hard to not hate. So now my career is all about hating me in everything that I do. So, but you know what? I love it. I love it. So I'd have to say Prison Break. You know, I'd have to say that's been like the most gratifying, and hopefully there's more to come. Sam Raimi, Drag Me to Hell was a blast, and he was such a great director to work with, one of the absolute best to work with.
Now, the closest I've gotten to that is I've watched the trailers a few times. That just scares the crap out of me. I don't think I could watch
Bob,
that.
Oh, Bob, don't let it scare you.
Really?
Don't let it scare you. Know what? It's so funny because we were all talking about the trailers kind of did it. It didn't do it justice because the trailer shows it as a very, very kind of a creepy, scary film. There's so much humor involved. And if you know Sam Raimi's work, it's so much grossness involved with humor and all together with the horror. It's like it's a whole different genre. So it's actually fun. And my mom, who does not like horror films, came to the premiere.
Yeah.
She was laughing, I swear to God, the entire time. So you've got to watch it. You've got to watch
it. Tell me and everybody else, but tell me in particular, how to sell my wife, who loves the Army of Darkness movies, who loves the Spider-Man movies, big Sam Raimi fan, tell me how to sell her on watching Drag Me to Hell, because I don't know how to do it.
Ooh. Have her give me a call, and I'll sell her on it. Tell her I'll sit there and watch it with you guys. I'll fly to St. Petersburg and sit there and watch it with you guys. How's that?
Okay. Just remember, you said it. We'll hold you to that.
Hey, you know what? So how far are you from Orlando? How far is St. Petersburg from Orlando? Pretty far, right?
About 90 minutes. Not far.
Really? Well, I'm coming to Orlando in October, so perfect time. I'll just cruise on down to St. Petersburg.
I'll rent the DVD and buy the popcorn. It's a date.
You know what? It is the best. You've got to tell. It's the best popcorn film that you don't even have to think for an iota. And so if you just want that kind of movie experience, go rent it, because it's hilarious.
All right. I will try that on her. We'll see. But it might take you coming here to St. Petersburg to get her to watch it. We'll see.
I'll do it.
All right. We'll follow up on that. Well, tell us a little bit about Persons Unknown and your role in that show.
Persons Unknown is a miniseries that was created by Christopher McQuarrie, who wrote The Usual Suspects. Brilliant, brilliant Academy Award-winning writer. And it is about, long story short, these seven people that get kidnapped get put into this small town where they cannot get out. And by the end of the miniseries, you'll find out why they're there and why all the stuff that's been happening to them has been happening to them. And I play this, if you've kind of followed it, there are a couple places. There's a hotel in the town, and then there's a Chinese restaurant in the town, hence me. So I play this maitre d' who supposedly starts out by speaking very, very limited English and a lot of Chinese. So I start out doing that, but by the fourth episode, which we're into now, you find that I'm kind of instrumental in kind of coordinating everything that's going on, along with one of the kidnappees. So the rest of the miniseries is kind of tailored towards what happens to us and revealing what is actually going on in this quote-unquote ghost town.
Mm-hmm. I think some people have talked about this having some similarities to The Prisoner, perhaps.
Yeah, you know what? I've heard that. I haven't seen The Prisoner, but I saw a little bit of... Sir Ian McKellen just did it, right? The remake?
I've not seen the original, but I didn't see the AMC version, but yeah.
Yeah, so I can see that there, you know, people always tend to find similarities with different things, and with television, there's, you can't help but do that, you know what I mean? It's like, they go, it's a combination of Prisoner and Lost, and I think you tend to do that with all television shows, because you kind of, that's how we relate. You know what I mean? As people, as human beings, I think we relate to kind of instances that happen on all these TV shows, and we go, okay, well, I remember that from that show, and you know, people just kind of do that. So I can see that. I can definitely see that.
Now, I got to ask you, I probably would not have paid much attention to the show, the first I took notice of it was that Alan Ruck was in it. And Alan Ruck, if people don't recognize his name, most recently was on Spin City for a long time. But also is best known, I think, for being on Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Now, you and I spoke previously. I I gather I'm not the only person who's pestered the guy, the poor guy, with questions.
No, you know what? It's interesting because he's such a brilliant actor. You know, he can do it all. He can do comedy. He can do drama. He's adept at everything. And when I first met him, he's such a great guy, very, very approachable. And we found out that we're both from Cleveland. So we had something in common, so we talked a lot about that. But yeah, I wanted to know all about Ferris Bueller and all that and his entire experience with that, because it you know, that basically, I think it started his career, correct?
Mm-hmm. I think so,
yeah. So it was a real good starting point. But from then on, it was that man has worked nonstop since then. And the funny thing is, he hasn't really had an opportunity, I think. I think that someone should give that man a huge job, because he's brilliant. So he hasn't had that mega hit yet that he needs, which I think he's completely capable of. He's brilliant.
Well, and before we go to break, you two have something in common, don't you? You both have been in Star Trek movies.
my 2 minutes in the last Star Trek? Are you talking about that?
That counts, right? I mean, yeah.
That counts. That counts as a favor to J.J. Abrams. That counts, yes. When someone says, you know what, J.J. wants you to do this a little bit, will you do it? You say, oh, why not? He's brilliant. But yeah, that's great. I didn't even know that about Alan. I'll have to talk to him about that.
And I wish I could remember off the top of my head which one it was. I think it was Star Trek Generations. I think it was the one with both Captain Kirk and Captain Picard. Yeah, I think he was the captain on a ship. Very brief, but you know, you guys could probably talk and see who was in the shortest.
Who was in more seconds of the film? He or I?
Yeah. Well. Let's take a quick break. This is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to or watching the Mr. Media interview with actor Reggie Lee, star of NBC's summer drama series Persons Unknown, and we will be right back.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free download at Stitcher.com. That's Stitcher.com.
You missed a spot.
Hey, Charlie, what gives?
Hey, did you see that play last night?
Oh, unbelievable. What do they feed that guy?
Yeah, but they still lost.
Yeah, I know.
You know, when I was playing, what we tried to
you,
do with it?
You played on Biltmore Street.
Hey, come on. I play in the service.
Oh, right.
Anyhow, what I'm trying to say is the kid, he should have...
yeah, he should have fallen down. Hey, you okay? Stop joking around. Oh, no. Someone call 911!
It can happen anytime, any place, without warning. Fact is, 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die of a heart attack or stroke, and many don't even know they're at risk. The good news is, if you or someone you love has diabetes, you can lower the risk, but it's up to you to ask your healthcare provider how. For more information, go to diabetesactnow.org. That's diabetesactnow.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association and the Ad Council.
What's all the buzz on chataboutit.com? Rock Chicks Live with Frankie Russo, the radio talent show featuring female singers, actors, and comedians.
Okay, everybody, to Zadie,
yeah.
Alex Simmons.
It's the songs I'm working on for my first album.
Stand up as one, stand tough, be strong, conquer all, after all, together we can make it.
Rock Chicks Live, Fridays at 9 p.m. on your computer at chataboutit.com.
This is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to the Mr. Media Radio interview with actor Reggie Lee, star of NBC's summer drama series Persons Unknown. You can see that at 8 p.m. Saturday night. And, you know, I was just thinking, Reggie, this is the first show that I think we've killed two people. The clip of you from Prison Break at the beginning where you're shot, and then I was just listening during the commercial break, and poor guy had a stroke during doing a PSA for diabetes. I mean, this never happened on this show.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I feel toxic.
Oh, my God.
So before the break, we were talking briefly about, and our engineer said maybe it's the humidity.
Wait, you should come to L.A. It is over 100 degrees here. I thought, okay, maybe I shouldn't have my air conditioner on in my house because you probably won't be able to hear me, but I can't help it. I got to have it on.
God. Well, I want to ask you, we're going to talk about Acme Comedy in a minute, but
sure.
I did want to ask you, you've been in a lot of these high-profile kind of roles, the first Fast and the Furious movie, two Pirates of the Caribbean, a number of other things. What are the highlights for you in terms of your experiences on set or with the actors? What stands out for you?
It was interesting when I got Pirates. I think this is one of the big things that stood out for me. When I got Pirates, it was a very quick, in 3 days you're going to fly to the Bahamas. Or in 3 days you're going to fly to the Caribbean. And, you know, they cast it very quick, and they needed a sidekick for Chow Yun-Fat. So I went in, read for the role, got it, and they said, you know, I had to leave. And immediately I was, you know, in 3 days I was on a plane, and the next day I was on a beach with Johnny Depp. And it was it was the most surreal thing, because you fly into St. Vincent, you know, it's like this little plane, and then they take you on a boat, and you round the bend of a mountain, and suddenly you see the Black Pearl, which is the big ship that they have in Pirates of the Caribbean. And you see all these British soldiers, you see all the pirates. It was the most unbelievable thing I had ever seen. And from then, they took me and they like fit me for a fake eye, they fit me for fake teeth, they just they wanted to shave my head. All these things were happening at once. I didn't know where my right foot was and where my left foot was. And then the next thing you know, I was on a beach shooting with Johnny Depp and shooting a scene. So that, out of anything, has to like stand out to me as like one of the most surreal and best moments, because Johnny is just such an amazing person. You know, he's a brilliant actor. I think everyone, all of us peon actors want to learn from him, because he's pretty amazing. So it was brilliant to work with him. And then Jeffrey Rush, just that whole, I didn't know, it was interesting, because looking back on it now, I was like, wow. You know, you don't know what you're experiencing until you move later on down the road and you look back on it and you go, my God, I was in St. Vincent on a big pirate ship with a sword and fake teeth and a fake contact lens shooting a film with Johnny Depp and Keira Knightley and Jeffrey Rush. And it was it's something that I'll look back on and go, that's got to be one of the highlights of my life. I mean, not that all these shows haven't been, but because that so much kind of helped my career snowball a little bit, I think that was pretty damn amazing. That was a long story, huh?
It's even from the average Hollywood experience, I mean, that is just so removed. Forget about all the special effects that are added to movies like that, and you know, obviously the big budget. But yeah, I mean, you're in the, you know, you're on this boat, and there's Johnny Depp. You know, everywhere you look, it's like, wow. And then you got called back. I mean, you did the third movie as well, right?
I did. Well, actually, I went there to shoot the third movie. Went there to shoot the third film. They had no script. They had like several pages, and then they had an idea. But they were actually there shooting two.
They shot back to back.
And they were going to shoot it back to back, exactly. So we were shooting back and forth. Now, I was there shooting that particular role when Gore Verbinski said, listen, there's this role in the second movie that I can't find anyone for. Would you be interested in doing it? And I thought, would I be interested in doing it? What are you talking about? I said, my only problem is that I'm recognized as this particular character. Will that be a problem? He goes, no, because this is a completely CGI character. And I thought, wow, that's going to be fun. So I in the second film, I just went and shot for like maybe a week and did one of the guys on Davy Jones's crew. His name was Headless. And then I went back to shoot my regular job, which was playing Tai Kwong, which was Chow Yun-Fat's sidekick in part three. So it was like, it was just such an amazing experience from the get-go that I can't say enough about it, about the crew, about Gore, about all the actors.
Well, speaking of amazing experiences, how's that for a segue? This Saturday, but not this Saturday night, but July 24th, a week from this Saturday, you are going to host Acme Saturday Night. Now, do you have a lot of live theater experience?
Well, okay. As I'm biting my nails off right now because I've never done anything improv comedy at all. I actually started on Broadway, believe it or not.
Oh.
Well, I didn't start on Broadway, but I come from that background. I did several Broadway shows before I came to L.A. So stage experience, yes, a lot of it, but this is going to be a whole new ball game. This is like, you know, going from theater to doing Saturday Night Live. But I hear, you know, I've seen shows at Acme before, and they are brilliant. I mean, this company is pretty unbelievable. I'll just be in awe being surrounded by these actors, because I'll just let them carry me from that. That's all.
You
I'm
hope
saying.
You hope they carry you,
right?
There might come a moment where they just go like,
please,
okay, let's let Reggie handle this himself.
Oh God, but see, that might be funny. Because I'll know not what to do at all.
Now, did you, if things are on their usual schedule for Acme, you probably shot a video today, is that right?
No, that's
or
actually
next week. That's next week.
Bob, they move very fast.
I think I shoot
it next Thursday, and then I do the show on Saturday, yeah.
Okay. Now, is it too soon for you to have any contact with the writers about what you'll be doing?
Well, it's interesting. You know, they asked me about, you know, there's a standard, their PR guy sends me a little questionnaire saying, you know, are there skits that you'd like us to write about, like things in your life that you've done that you'd like us to write about, and what would you like to avoid? Listen, for comedy, I don't avoid anything. But, you know, one of the writers did email me and say, listen, I'm writing. I'm in the company, and I'd love to come up with a skit for you. So I just asked them to call me, which was it's great. I think they're so it's so wonderful that they're so collaborative. You know that they do this in a span of a week. I mean,
yeah.
I bet these people write these skits in like probably a day or two. So I'm excited to see what they come up with. I'm glad though that I have dibs on what I actually do.
I'd like to suggest something for you. I think you need to do a sketch where you sit on a couch with a middle-aged woman who's scared to death of horror movies, and you gently, in St. Petersburg, and you gently get her through Drag Me to Hell. That's just a thought.
And sitting next to me is a guy on headphones doing a radio talk show. That's happening.
Something like that would be just about right.
Listen, I'm emailing them as we speak.
Okay, good. I'll watch the live feed on acmecomedy.com to see if that happens.
Oh my God, that's right. You get to see it, don't you?
That's right.
Yeah, I've told all my reps that they're not allowed to come.
Okay. Well, Persons Unknown has a kind of a limited run. Now, I had asked Alan Ruck if he could give away whether there was a possibility at the end of the show, if it did well in the ratings, if it could come back. The show hadn't aired at the point that I asked him that. Can you give us any more sense of that? Is there a future?
Listen, I think there's always a possibility of anything.
Okay.
But I think it's going to have to be up to the network. And, you know, networks these days, they're very finicky. So if a show is not pulling in and being one of their like top 3, 4, 5 shows, and they're very quick to pull it off the air. So I'm just actually really grateful that hopefully they'll show all these 13, and then we'll go from there. You know, I think that it's a brilliant writing group, and Rami Aubuchon, who headed this group, is fantastic. He's just an amazing, amazing sci-fi writer. So I think that it could do anything, but we'll have to see.
Right.
How's that?
Well,
For beating around the bush, Bob.
Well, folks, you can watch Reggie Lee co-starring on NBC's summer drama Persons Unknown every Saturday night this summer at 8 p.m., and you can get more complete schedule details at NBC.com. And, of course, on Saturday, July 24th, Reggie will be the celebrity guest host of Acme Saturday Night at the Acme Comedy Theater in Los Angeles. Showtime is 7 p.m. Pacific. Studio tickets, $10 online, $15 at the door. And you can order tickets or watch the show live online at acmecomedy.com. And Reggie, you have a website. I think it's reggie-lee.com.
reggie-lee.com. You can also go on Facebook, and there's a little fan page on there. So you can go on there for updates. I think I update the Facebook page more than I do the actual website. So go on the Facebook.
All right. Well, Reggie Lee, thanks so much for joining us on Mr. Media, and we are completely out of time. Thanks for joining
us. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me, Bob.
All right, folks.
Chataboutit.com is the place to listen to new and exciting talk shows. Listen live and call us at 877-CHAT-212 at chataboutit.com.
Hi, this is Ramona Singer from The Real Housewives of New York City, and we're listening to Mr. Media.